It's time for our monthly chat with President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. And I know we are right in the middle of summer concert season,
exactly.
Riot Fest, Lollapalooza, and that's Scamapalooza, right, Steve?
It is for some. Unfortunately, it happens every year. You unfortunately see people lose their money. They don't have to. It's really the tickets. Obviously, they sell out pretty quickly, so you can find them elsewhere. If you find them on Craigslist, you don't know who you're buying from. So we suggest you only deal with people you know and trust, and obviously that's a licensed ticket broker. Because you're buying from somebody you don't know, it's just like buying somebody from a street corner or in a dark alley somewhere. You don't know who they are, and the only way you're going to find out if it's valid, if you go there. You know, that's when you find out that the ticket's valid or whatever it may be. So just be very careful in that situation. We issued a warning today, actually. We're going to issue a warning, rather.
So what should someone do if they be, I mean, in many cases, is it too late if they buy a ticket from someone on the street? They do what they shouldn't do instead of calling the Better Business Bureau beforehand. Buy a ticket. Is there anything at that point you can do if it's
there's nothing
fake?
You can do. It's fake. If it's fake, it's fake. There's nothing you can, people don't realize until you get there, then you realize it is a fake ticket. Some people don't even know what they look like. Sometimes you get these bands and things of nature. But some people don't know what it is invalid. They just see a ticket. It's a fake ticket. And you think you can get in until you walk up to the establishment. And then they said it's a police matter. That at that point, well, who are you going to call? I mean, they're gone. The people on Craigslist just create a fake email address, and then they just do it, and they keep doing it to others, or they may get one ticket, and they keep copying it, whatever it may be. They're gone. You know, so if you have 400,000 people coming downtown for this Lollapalooza, you know, fest next weekend, it's going to be a lot of people out there, and that's where the scammers go when there's people are at.
Steve, what about the laminates and the wristbands? I mean, a lot of the concerts that, you know, we host here in Chicago have those. Are those, I mean, do you see a lot of fake wristbands?
Not too much
laminates?
Of those, okay. But people fake the tickets because they don't know what they're looking for. So they usually, you know, give us the, present the fake tickets to the people and they think they got in, or you can get the, you know, the band when you get there. They just tell you anything they want, but not too much in that because they're really hard to, you know, to duplicate. But I'm sure there will be. It won't be a matter of time before they try. You know, it's just a matter of these scam artists know what to do, and they got high tech printers now, and they got high tech software that can do a lot of things that you didn't think about in the past as well. But last year we heard a lot of people, you know, were pickpocketed too. So please, especially this fest, because there's everybody's a little bit of drinking goes on as well in some of those establishments, and people are not thinking clearly. Please, careful your purse, your wallet, especially. And you may just want to take one credit card instead of your, you know, 13 credit cards with you, and as minimal cash as you possibly can, and put it in your front pocket, or keep the purse in front of you, even the wallet in the front pocket as well instead of the back pocket, because the bump and run. If you get pushed down on accident, that's a good sign that you've been pickpocketed, as you've seen many times. You know, it just happened to a friend of mine who was just on an escalator, and the guy, very apologetic, he bumped into her and pushed her down to the floor. Well, he just went through her wallet and took her money out. So it happened, and she didn't realize. She thought the guy was, he was almost crying to her. I'm so sorry. I hurt you. Did I hurt you? And she was, you know, no. She was so worried about that. Well, he was bringing her down to the ground on accident.
Right.
He went through the purse and grabbed her wallet. So if you get pushed, that's a good sign that somebody really scammed in some way.
Big time.
Or there's two people that come up to you. One will grab your wallet. One will push you.
Yeah. Fight back. Don't get pushed down
to
the ground.
Don't get pushed around.
And buy your tickets from reputable brokers,
Ticketmaster. And make sure they're licensed and regulated. If you buy from Craigslist, it's like buying somebody from you don't know and somebody on a street corner, and that's not a good thing to do as well.
Let's talk about flood scams too, Steve, because I know we're still reeling in the north and northwest suburbs and Grays Lake and Schaumburg and whatnot. What kind of scams are you seeing now as far as cleaning up from either flooding or tree damage or weather-related problems?
We're hearing from a lot of consumers, and actually several businesses are complaining to us that there's got these individuals who we call storm chasers who just go around, and allegedly they are a business because they have a van and a white shirt. Doesn't mean anything. So we're seeing a lot of those scam artists because they know that there's problems up here. There'll be problems for months. This is not going to go away. I mean, the water is receding, but obviously the problems will start. It'll be around for months. So the scam artists come out of woodwork. They call them storm chasers. They come from different areas, and they take advantage of the situation. They're doing that right now as we speak. So we are very concerned. The Better Business Bureau is always concerned when somebody shows up, knocks on your door, and you know nothing about them. You have to do your homework, your due diligence. We're very wary of organizations or individuals. I'm not saying they're all bad, but you've got to do that. I mean, legitimate organizations do go door to door, don't get me wrong. But by and large, the scam artists, that's what they tend to do. So you have to do your due diligence. Don't believe them. If you're getting something done, I know it's highly emotional and you got to get it fixed right away as soon as possible, but really you need two or three estimates anyway. So the person coming to your door doesn't necessarily mean the person you can do business with. The only unfortunate thing about this is that it's like good doctors, the good repair people, the contractors, they're booked already. They have been booked already preceding this. So they're hard to find people. So if somebody comes knocking your door, it's like a savings grace. It's not. It's a scammer who knows the situation and knows they can take advantage of the situation. And please never pay up the full money up front. I mean, we hear about that countless number of times. Mm-hmm. You do that, it's basically you won't see your money again or that person again. Because why? They got the money. They're gone, the scam artist.
Right. And don't pay cash up front.
Never cash.
That's a tip off too, right?
Yeah,
Steve?
Cash. Always credit card. Is it possible? A check made out to the company, not the individual. If they ask to do the individual, that's a scam.
Or cash.
Or cash. Oh, right. Because that means they're not a business. They have no life. And they say they're a business. Check them out. Obviously with the Better Business Bureau. But also, put the name in Google and put the word scam next to it and see what comes up as well. And check the agency that they're licensed by and regulated by. Sometimes home contractors don't need a license to operate. Depending on the municipality that they're in and whether or not they need a license. In Chicago, yes, they do, but in another suburb, they may not need a license. So you got to be very careful and make sure they're insured. Check as well. But a lot of times people won't even sign contracts, and those are the worst case scenarios. If you don't sign a contract, you're agreeing to everything they just said verbally, and you can't prove it in court of law. So you can give them $1,000, and they say, remove these three trees, and they only remove two. Well, he said three. Well, I didn't say that. It's hearsay. So
sure, absolutely. And you said a keyword too: claim. Go through your insurance company, a licensed insurance company, not just someone who said, I'm with Steve Burness Insurance.
Right. Or
not
public
that you
adjuster.
Wouldn't have a reputable insurance company.
Of course not. But exactly, some people come up and say they're public adjusters that can help you out as well. You may not need a public adjuster. You can do it yourself through your insurance company.
So be wary. And remember, BBB it.
BBB before you buy or hire, BBB it and check them out. We can actually give you a list of contractors ahead of time, too. So if you need a waterproofer, you need somebody to move your tree, you go to BBB.org or ask BBB and get this information ahead of time. So we can give you a list of contractors in your area, city, 5 miles, 100 miles away from you.
Right.
And those are companies we vet and know about, and we give them accreditation. But again, some say they're accredited and they're not. So you got to do the checking.
Save yourself a lot of time and heartache and go to BBB.org, too. Are you still getting lots of calls on the IRS scam, too?
We just issued a release yesterday, as a matter of fact. So we are getting a ton of calls on this, and it's continues working, unfortunately. That means it's working. The scam stays around, it works.
You think it would die down.
You think
but
it would. It's not.
People are still falling for
that. People's parents are calling, people's relatives, uncles, aunts.
Yeah.
They're so good at it. And the phone says IRS, too. That's the problem, is that consumers don't realize, businesses don't even realize you can change a caller ID pretty quickly and inexpensively on the internet for about $20. We've seen those things. So you can make it say IRS. You can make it say WGN Radio. You can make it say Andrea's, House of Horrors, whatever you want it to say.
Right, which I'm starting tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that.
Whatever it says. So people don't realize that. And they scare you. They literally scare you.
They
say you're going to jail.
Yeah.
We got information on you. Didn't you get our letter? Because now the IRS says that we're going to send letters out before, they send a collection agency after you. Well, now the scammers are saying that. We sent you a letter. Didn't you get that? No.
It is scary. When you see the IRS on your phone, just realize that's a scam. And the IRS, as you always say, Steve, they're not going to call you.
They're not going to call you. If anybody demands payment in 30 minutes or less, that is 110% a scam. That is a tip-off to the rip-off. The only thing you should pay in 30 minutes is a pizza.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's it.
And I'd be happy if they came in 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to come in 30 minutes. Exactly. But people don't realize any type of scams, sweepstakes scams, all those scams require money within 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We recently had a press conference with ComEd as well. They have a big problem with fake utility workers.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they're from ComEd. They're not. They're just trying to get into your house, to get you to your basement. The second person comes in and robs your place as well. So we just issued a warning on that as well. So there's a lot of con artists out there.
Yeah.
Just don't believe because they have a vest. You can buy those vests at flea markets.
Sure. And how are these scam artists so good, Steve? I'll see calls from, say I have a 312 number and the first three digits of my number are 111. Yet that'll pop up on my phone as though it's someone I know or someone from my
rural
hometown.
Close. Exactly. What they do, they have those computer programs. They know that phone numbers are, they have algorithms. They know that my number is 312-832. So they know that they can force that number and four numbers additionally.
And you'll think you know the person.
If it's really close to people, it's got to be.
Sure.
Sometimes there's a few digits off. They got some sophisticated computer programs that can make it really close. Even one digit. I've heard one consumer said it was one digit off of my phone number. They know the range of caller or of cellular phones, rather.
Yeah.
And they can, a computer program just manipulates that.
Don't buy it. Send it to voicemail.
Send it to voicemail. Right. Please, anybody calls you saying demanding payment right away, you're going to jail. That doesn't happen. Or they're going to shut your electricity off. Commonwealth Edison said they're going to shut your electricity off. We had a woman who owned a hot dog stand on the southwest side, and they were going to shut. And she just bought it. She goes, "Well, I guess I didn't pay the bill, so she lost $1,000." I mean, right? They go after businesses and consumers,
right?
So
right.
Somebody tells you within 30 minutes you got to do something that is a scam, and please tell your relatives, tell your mother, tell your grandmother, and guess what? Tell them again until it goes through their in their brain and realize that it is truly a scam. You got to tell them and tell them again.
BBB.org
before you buy or hire. BBB it.
Right. Thank you
so much.